Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 191 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, to go and illustrate that affidavit when he says now on the stand that much of it was a lie, and that it did not happen that way at all, that this evidence was of another transaction, not binding on this defendant. 45. Because the court declined to allow Dr. David Vax to give testimony in behalf of the defendant as to the character of the Jewish organization known as B'nai B'rith. Defendant's counsel stated at the time that Dr. Vax would testify that while the B'nai B'rith was an international Jewish charitable organization, its charity did not extend to giving aid to persons charged with a violation of the criminal law, as was Mr. Frank in this case. The state objected to permitting Dr. Vax to make the answer sought, and the court declined to permit the testimony to go to the jury. 46. Because the court permitted the witness, Mrs. J.J. Wardlaw, who before her marriage was Miss Lula McDonald, to be asked by the Solicitor General the following questions and to make the following answers. Q. You never knew of his improper relations with any of the girls at the factory? A. No, sir. Q. Now, did you ever hear of a girl who went with Mr. Frank on a streetcar to Hapeville the Saturday before Mary Fagan was murdered? A. No, sir. Q. On the same streetcar with Heman Stanton and H.W. Baker and G.S. Adams? A. No, sir. Q. And about his putting his arm around her and trying to get her at various places to get off with him? A. No, sir. Q. And go to the woods with him? A. No, sir. Q. She was a little girl that got on at the corner of Forsyth and Hunter Stitz. Have you seen the car pass? A. No, I don't know that. Q. You never heard of it at all? A. No, sir. Q. The Saturday before? O. E.